Well, I'm a bit of a film buff, so I usually watch three or four movies a week. I used to be happy to watch pretty much anything, but I've become a bit more picky as I've gotten older. For example, I used to watch every single Marvel movie that came out. Superman, Spider-Man, Wonder Woman, you name it, I watched them all. But these days I can't stand them. I feel like they used to be way better written and acted. But then again, maybe I've just become more picky as a viewer. But it does kind of feel like the studios just pump out superhero movies like a factory. So now I only ever see one if a friend recommends it to me or if it gets really good reviews. But even if they get good reviews, superhero movies are still hit or miss these days. A friend recommended a TV show to me about Batman, and I could only watch three episodes before I quit. It was just too predictable, and the writing was super lazy. Also, it had 17 seasons, and I have no intention of watching 17 seasons of any show, even if it is good. The other thing is, for some reason, a lot of superhero movies are incredibly long these days. I don't have the patience to watch anything for more than 2 hours, let alone some cheesy CGI superhero movie. Speaking of which, I'm also not a huge fan of too much CGI in movies, especially sci-fi movies. I love a good sci-fi, but not if it's full of lasers and spaceships like Star Wars. I prefer something a bit more grounded in reality, like Ex Machina or Children of Men, which, in my opinion, are must-see films, and I think are highly underrated. I do have a bit of a soft spot for rom-coms. But I prefer if they are more comedy than romance. A little bit of romance is fine, but it can get cringy pretty quickly if 90% of the movie is just two people falling in love, fighting about some dumb misunderstanding, making up, and then falling in love again. I think the rom-coms from the 90s were the best for that. They were romantic and heartwarming, but mostly they were just hilarious. I'm also really into horror movies. But not over the top gory ones. I like horror movies that are more psychological, movies that can scare you with ideas rather than just constant over the top blood and guts. I feel like horror movies in the last decade have gotten a bit lazy in that regard. I saw Stephen King's It in the cinema when I was 17, which is a movie about a psychotic killer clown. And to this day, I'm still scared of clowns. Most of the horror movies these days are more disgusting than scary, and that's not really my style. I also used to be a huge fan of spy movies, but I think they've just become boring for me. There is always a twist at the end of every single spy movie, and more often than not, the twist is super predictable. Oh wow, the head of the FBI is actually a bad guy. Again. How shocking. The last film I saw in the cinemas was a thriller spy movie, and I actually walked out halfway through because it was so obvious who the real bad guy was. When I was younger, I would have sat through the whole thing. Now I feel like I don't have time to waste watching bad movies.